I know what I want. I want to be able to make you explode with pleasure instantly. Whenever and wherever I want to make you completely subjected to my mercy. And you like a woman who knows what she wants, don't you? You want to lend the power and control of your own body and mind over to someone else. Someone who knows what they want. Who knows just what to do with you. Right now, that would be me. I want to turn you into an easy little select. To make you completely subjected to my mercy. And you like the thought of exploding with pleasure in an easy instant. Don't you? You want to lend the power and control of your own body and mind over to me. Right now. Why don't we start with something easy? Since that's what you want to become, huh? Easy. Go ahead and get in a comfortable position now that will allow you to raise and move your dominant arm without excessive strain and fatigue. Go on. Because I said so. I'm going to have you do some things with that little hand of yours for me. You wouldn't say no to that now, would you? No. You wouldn't. So get into your comfortable little position now and place your dominant hand on your stomach. For now, your elbow should be bent comfortably and your hand should be gently resting in place. For now. The possibilities for what I want you to do with that hand are endless. I could ask you to move it up your body or down. But no matter what I ask of you, I want you to obey, okay? Obey exactly what I ask of you and trust that there is a reason for everything. Trust that every action I instruct you to take is intentional, has meaning, and has effect on your mind. Everything within your body is connected in some way, but especially to your brain. Trust that the actions I'm going to instruct you to make will lead you to an easy, instant, full body orgasm, like the press of a button. This is what I want. This is what you want. Not just because it will feel so good, but because it is what I want. You want what I want. Easy. Instant. Pleasure. Just do as I say, and I will take you there. You may not understand what every action is meant to do or how this works, but that is okay. You don't need to worry your pretty little head about it. Just trust me and do as I say. I want to make you feel good, so I will make you feel good. See how that works. Even if you are hesitant to believe that I can make you come as if at the press of a button, you know that I can make you feel oh so good. I wouldn't be surprised if I already have. Simply from speaking to you, telling you what to do, instructing you to do exactly as I say. Right. Now, make sure your eyes are open, at least for now. Just stare directly in front of you, Pick a spot on the ceiling or wall, or even an object in front of you. Don't turn your neck at an uncomfortable angle to look. You need to remain comfortable for me. Just pick something to focus your vision on, so that your mind can remain completely focused on my voice. My instructions. You can blink as much as you need to. Just don't look away from that spot. And as you stare forward, I want you to slowly ride your hand up your stomach. Pay close attention to that feeling. The texture, temperature, the sensations of your body beneath your fingertips, and your fingertips on your body. Really take note of your sense of touch, your sensitive fingertips, and your sensitive tummy, and your sense of sight as you stare in front of you, and your sense of hearing as you listen to my voice. Each of these senses focusing on something entirely different, independently working, all pulled in different, unique directions. Now, slide your hands up the middle of your chest, just your fingertips, lightly brushing against your cleavage area while your eyes are fixed in front of you, completely focusing away from your body, examining the qualities of the sight in front of you. Textures, colors, shades and lights, anything your eyes can pick up, no matter how much or how little. Try to notice as many things as you can about whatever you are staring at while you listen to my voice, paying attention to the qualities of my voice, the way I pronounce my words, the way the sound waves feel in your ears, the volume, the tone, the notes, the words I emphasize. It's all important. Listening for my instructions and following them to the best of your ability. Slide your hand onto the top of your chest now, still staring straight ahead. Rest it flat against your chest. Perhaps you can feel your heartbeat. No worries if not, but if you can, try to time your breathing with your heartbeat. Perhaps inhaling for 2 beats, then exhaling for 2. Nonetheless, steady and rhythmically. All while you pay attention to the warmth of your body, the curves of your hand, the spot or object in your vision, and the sound of my voice. All of these senses pulled in so many directions. Continue to rest your hand there for a few moments. Don't move it until I tell you to. Take these next few moments to time your breathing with your heartbeat, if you can, slowly, rhythmically, in and out, in and out, while you feel the weight, the shape, the sensation of your hand touching your chest, while you see the ceiling or wall or object in front of you, everything you can visually notice about it. While you hear my voice, my smooth, commanding voice, in all of its qualities, really pay attention to each of these things. Your brain may feel like it's being stretched. Spread open. Paying attention to all of these things at once. Consciously paying attention to all the little details, the feelings, your sense of touch, sight, and hearing, all of which are usually fairly passive experiences. But right now, as you focus on them, they may feel a little more intense. Slide your hands slowly up some more, lightly holding your neck, your teasing little fingertips, warm or cold against your tender neck, slightly rubbing it even if you have a difficult time keeping that hand completely still, while you stare in front of you. It may be difficult for you to actively look in front of you without letting your eyes lose focus while you listen. And zoning out. Focus. Hear my voice in your ears and slide your hand up even more. Up and over your subby little chin. And put your hand over your mouth, breathing only through your nose now. You can also notice your sense of smell more consciously now, smelling the scent of your hand, and perhaps all of the dirty little places it's been all over your body. Pay attention to the smell of your hand while you breathe in a slow, steady rhythm. While you feel the texture and shape of your lips under your hand, and the texture and shape of your hand on your lips. While you stare in front of you and see all of the colors and lighting and details of the ceiling or wall or object in front of you, while you hear my voice flowing easily into your ears now, as though your brain has spread so thin now that my words simply slip inside. Focusing on your senses of touch, sight, sound, and smell now, all at once. But there's still one more sense. Your sense of taste. Your hand is already resting on that mouth of yours. Why don't you spread those pretty lips and slip your middle finger inside? Suck on your finger. Get it all looped up for me. Fuck your wet little mouth. You probably look so silly. Staring straight ahead while you finger your little mouth like that. Do you get turned on when you feel embarrassed? Think about that while you feel around inside of your mouth. Feeling the wet, warm silkiness with your middle finger. Tasting that finger. Smelling your hand. Seeing straight ahead. Hearing my voice. All at once. Spreading your mind wide open. Like a fuckable little pussy. So vulnerable. So messy. And fuckable. Slip that finger in and out of your mouth now. Fuck your mouth. Just like how I'm going to fuck your pussy mind. In and out and in and out. Just like your deep, steady breaths. Play with your finger with your tongue. Get it nice and wet. You suck so well for me. Now, very slowly, begin to pull out. Slowly, pulling your finger out of your little face fuckhole. Sliding out between your sensitive lips. Focus on the way they squeeze against the circumference of your finger. On the way your finger feels slipping up and out. Every single inch of skin against your skin. All of your senses are activated and heightened right now as I tell you what to do. It feels good. Savor the final bit of taste and smell as you lift your finger up and out of your mouth now and raise it up into your field of vision, right in front of where your eyes have been focusing for the last several minutes. Focus your vision all on your hand now. The texture and color of your skin. The shape of your fingers. The curves and lines on your palm. The silhouette. The glistening moisture of the finger that was just inside of you. Wiggle your fingers ever so slightly. Watch them move in a mesmerizing manner. All of your focus is on your hand now. It's so much easier than trying to focus on so many different things all at once, isn't it? Feel how the air seems colder against your middle finger than the other fingers. This finger stands out. Stare at that finger. Focus your senses of touch and vision just on your middle finger now. Your arm must be getting to feel a little tired, holding your hand up in the air like that. You can let it lower down a little. Your finger coming closer in your vision now. Stare at that finger. Fixate on it. Feel your eyes changing position as your finger lowers down. Closer and closer to your face. Now, position your finger up a little so that it is hovering directly over the center of your forehead. Your eyes should be looking up at your finger instead of straight ahead now. Look up at your lubricated little finger as it lowers down and down closer to that forehead of yours. The only thing separating your finger from your pussy mind. With your heightened senses and your attention zoned in only on your finger now, you are completely transfixed by it. Completely and utterly aware of the patterned lines that shape your fingerprint, a loop, or a whorl, or an arch. Perhaps hairs on the back, and the unique, complex texture of your skin, unlike any other. All of the colors that make up the surface of your finger, as it lowers down, closer and closer to your face. Now leave your finger hovered just an inch above your forehead for a moment. Listen closely to my next instructions. While your eyes look up at that finger, we might feel a little strained, but don't worry. When I instruct you to finally touch your forehead, I'm going to want you to close them, okay? When I tell you to touch your forehead with your middle finger, I want you to close your eyes too. That should be easy. But until then, just keep staring up at that finger hovering over your head. So very focused on that finger. Looking up. Eyes feeling tired. Drop your finger down onto your forehead now. Your middle finger in the middle of your forehead. Your eyes sleepily shut. Now, I want you to begin tracing circles into the center of your forehead. Rub your forehead lightly with your middle finger, round and around, in circles. Starting bigger, and then getting smaller as you swirl around. Drawing a little spiral on your forehead, gently round and around. Perhaps your eyes follow the movement underneath your eyelids. Disorienting and pleasant. Like your forehead is merely underwear between your finger and your needy pussy mind. Teasing your pussy mind. Rubbing gently. Round and around in spiraling circles. It feels so good to tease your pussy mind like that. Especially since I told you to do it, right? But I'm going to ask you in a moment to lift your finger up off of your forehead. And I know it feels so good. But I need you to do it for me, okay? Rubbing the outside of your pussy mind feels good. I know. But obeying feels even better. I promise. Listen. Keep rubbing for now. And listen. When I instruct you to lift your finger off of your forehead, I'm going to want you to open your eyes again too, okay? When this happens, I want you to open them. Hold your finger an inch above that spot in the middle of your forehead and just look up at it, just like you were doing before. You've done it before, you can do it again. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And I know you won't be happy to be lifting it back up in the air again. But I'm doing this for a reason, you know that. I know you'll be so needy for the rubbing to continue. And it will. When I say it can. Obey exactly what I ask of you. And trust that there is a reason for everything. Trust that every action I instruct you to take is intentional, has meaning, and has effect on your mind. Everything within your body is connected in some way, but especially to your brain, your pussy mind. You can trust that the actions I'm going to instruct you to take will lead you to an easy, instant, full body orgasm. Like the press of a button. Isn't that fun? This is what I want. This is what you want. Not just because it will feel so good, but because it is what I want. You want what I want. Easy. Instant. Pleasure. Just do as I say, and I will take you there, okay? Okay. You may not understand what every action is meant to do, or how this works, but that's okay. You don't need to worry your pretty little head about it. Just trust in me, and do as I say. I want to make you feel good, so I will make you feel good. Yeah, you know I will, don't you? Now, lift your finger up and off of your forehead, and open your eyes. Just like I said, look up at that horny little finger. So needy for that pleasure to return, aren't you? Yes, you are. Looking up so needily at that finger. Let your jaw relax. Let it hang open. Stick your tongue out for me. Stick your tongue out of your mouth while you look up at your finger like an easy, needy little slut. So horny for the pleasure to continue that you're even making an ahiga face for me. Such a good little slut. You get turned on when you feel embarrassed, don't you? Drop your finger back down onto your forehead. No time to think about rhetorical questions. All for my needy little slut. You just want to rub and tease your pussy mind all day, don't you? Less thinking, more rubbing. Round and around in spiraling circles. So soft and sensual. Spreading tingles throughout your head. Tingles in your pussy mind. Narrow down that circular rubbing to one small spot in the center of your forehead. That's right. Rub your teeny tiny circles. And there's something there in the center of your forehead. You couldn't feel it until just now with your heightened senses, but it has always been there. A tiny, sensitive little button. Rubbing tiny little circles around the edges of your tiny little button. That's right. Finger the button. Finger your little button. Yeah, like you're playing with the clitoris of your pussy mind. So sensitive. Softly rub that little clitty for me. Be nice and gentle. Don't press it just yet. Just softly rub. A taste. A small sample of the pleasure this tiny little button is capable of shooting through your body. Electric sparks crackling beneath the tip of your hypersensitive metal finger. Juices welling up from between your legs, wafting up towards your scent-seeking nose, carrying warm, subtle notes of arousal, lust, sex, diffusing through the air, becoming increasingly potent as it fills your nostrils and kisses your tongue. It waiting to burst in a satisfying erotic eruption, forming elaborate clusters that pull your skin taut, pulling your shoulders back, and thrusting your hips forward as tangles branch out from the clusters in divine floral formations, spreading all throughout your body, waiting for the command to explode. Your sight is frantic as your eyeballs turn up within their socket, rolling backwards behind batting lashes like weak leaves on a windy day. Sounds of sweet ecstasy stimulate your stereo cilia, the itty bitty yet sensitive little hairs dance with the motions of the sound waves, erecting electrical signals that fill your brain. My words literally filling your pussy mind. They all sound like sex. Fucking your pussy mind while you finger that little clit, that button on your forehead that stimulates all of your senses at once. All of your senses no longer spread in different directions, all honed in on one single thing. You can smell it, you can taste it, see it, hear it, feel it. What you are sensing right now is called brainchasm. Your finger swirling around on your forehead, spiraling, circling the edges of that orgasmic little button. So little, but so capable of immense sensations. Just like you. This immense pleasure in your pussy mind is called a brainchasm. You like it? And what do you think will happen when you actually press that button? What will happen when I instruct you to press that little thing called the orgasm button? I know you don't really know. When you press the orgasm button, you're going to orgasm, silly. But don't think too hard about that. Don't worry your pretty little head about getting there. Simply enjoy the sensations, okay? All of those crackling sparks, savory juices, tingles, branching out into every inch of your body, building beautiful structures in your pelvis, and the sweet sounds of ecstasy pumping into your brain, fucking your pussy mind, feeding the tingles, watching your back as you experience this braincasm. All of it is going to explode, whether you can handle it or not. When you press that button, all of this fervent sensory delight will explode. And when I say explode, you will feel this button pressing down, clicking into its socket in your forehead, pressing into your pussy mind, making it tremble, contract, shooting pleasure down the structures throughout your body, filling your head, exploding out through your ears and mouth, sending tingles down your neck and spine, pulling your shoulders back, causing your back to arch, thrusting your chest forward with warm tingles swelling in your nipples, cascading down your sensitive tummy in the form of swarming butterflies, curling toes, twitching legs, and tensing and squeezing thighs, intense feelings coming down from the tip of your head and up from the tip of your toes, meeting in the middle, at the center of your pelvis, deep within your squirming hips, as the colliding pleasure squeezes out an incredible, powerful orgasm. All at the press of a button, all at the utterance of a single word. My command for you to explode. Next time you hear me say that word, every time you hear or see that word, every time someone, not you, presses that little button on your forehead, every time someone, not you, gives him a sweet little smooch on your little button, the itty bitty clitty of your needy easy pussy mind. You don't need to understand. This is just the way it is for you now. So easily triggerable. Whenever and wherever I, or someone else who knows about your adorable little button, just not you, wants it, you will only get to experience this pleasure while you press it this time, because I will also say that explosive word that makes you feel so easy and euphoric, that makes you feel even stronger pleasure than you feel right now. Those crackling sparks, tingles branching out into every inch of your body, building beautiful structures in your head and chest and pelvis. Smelling those savory juices that taste like pure lust. Hearing the sweet sounds of ecstasy pumping into your brain, fucking your pussy mind. Feeding the tingles, arching your back as you experience this bringasm like a dry, the powerful orgasm. Are you even going to say thank you? I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it for my own amusement. This is what I want, remember? And that makes it feel so much better, doesn't it? Being so easy and triggerable for me. Feeling this good just by lightly teasing your little orgasm button. What will you do when I actually tell you to press it? When I say that explosive word, you will feel this button on your forehead pressing down, clicking into its socket in your forehead, pressing into your pussy mind, making it tremble and contract even more, shooting pleasure down structures throughout your body, filling your head, erupting out through your tender ears and mouth, sending tingles down your neck and spine, pulling your shoulders back and causing your back to arch, thrusting your chest forward with warm tingles swelling in your nipples, cascading down your sensitive tummy in the form of swarming butterflies, curling toes, twitching legs, intensing and squeezing thighs, intense feelings coming down from the tip of your head and up from the tips of your toes, meeting in the middle, at the center of your pelvis, deep within your squirming hips, as the colliding pleasure squeezes out an incredible, powerful orgasm. All at the press of a button, all at the utterance of a single word. My command for you to, well, you know the word, don't you? Were you paying attention? Do you remember? When I say it, this pleasure will magnify. Your sensations will exponentially rise because this button is connected to your pussy mind, which is connected to your entire sensitive body. I'll make it really easy for you, since you like it so much. I'm just going to count to 10. Very easy. And when I reach 10, you're going to firmly press that button in the center of your forehead like you've been waiting for all this time while I say the magic word, okay? Easy. Very easy. Just for you. And we'll start the count at -10. So needy and eager to put an end to this delicious torment. Let me play with you. -9, for as long as I please. -8, score for me, my easy slot. -7. Perhaps you are desperately rubbing that little clitty on the front of your pussy mind. Or perhaps your arm has gotten tired and you are experiencing this monumental pleasure whether you touch yourself or not. -6. Just lightly teasing yourself, if at all. -5. To the sound of my voice, to my instructions. -4. To the sweet scent of sex. -3. Taste unfiltered lust. -2. The sight of an imminent explosion of orgasmic sensations. -1. The feeling of these back arching tingles. -0. Do you know which word to listen for? You don't even have to consciously notice it, you know. When it is spoken, your mind and body will know. And they will instinctively burst. One. Hear my voice. The sound of sex. Fucking your pussy mind through your ears. simply counting to 10 now. And you might not know which numbers are coming next, but you know that when the special word is spoken, your built out clusters and structures of pleasure will burst.
Whether you try it or pleasures.
4. My commands carry so much pleasure, it is impossible not to obey them at a time like this. So overwhelmed by all of your senses, climaxing all at once, you could pop at any moment. But without being consciously aware of it, your obedient mind and body will wait for my mark to unleash all of this lust. 7. And you don't even know which numbers are coming next. You don't even care, because you might be coming next. 6. On my count. On my command. 3. It doesn't matter what you are doing with your body or thinking about. I am deep inside of you now. I am going to make you come when I decide I am done with you. 4. Your actions and thoughts are meaningless. The numbers are meaningless. The only thing that carries meaning in this moment is my permission, my cue for you to press the button. 5. Too overwhelmed with pleasure to think or worry or try to stop. Just twitch, moan, cry, take it, obey. Wait. 9. You're so close. You can hold on just a little longer, can't you? 8. You're barely even teasing your orgasm button, if at all. And you're only feeling so ready to burst. 6. Oh, you're so hopelessly waiting. Waiting for my command to finally let you come. But when everything but this pleasure is meaningless, you truly have no way of knowing when it is coming. 10? What was the word? Was it burst? Or maybe pop? Glow? Bling? Or shoot? No, I definitely started with A. Pressing down, clicking into its socket in your forehead, pressing into your pussy mind, squeezing it, making it tremble and contract even more, shooting pleasure down your structures through your body, filling your head, erupting out through your tender ears and mouth, sending tingles down your neck. Exploding structures. or for someone else to press your little button for you. Explode. Only my easy song. For me. Becoming such a mess. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Clean yourself up. I'm done with you now.